Yevamos Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Hey 12:5. Now the Mishnah considers the requirements regarding those who witness this chalitza. So as I said before, the presumption is, and this is actually the din halacha, that the procedure of the chalitza has the same status as a din Torah regarding dinei mamonos, a financial case that involves, you know, real financial matters, a civil case. And the reason why is because it's through this chalitza that she, the Yavama, the widow, becomes entitled to her ksuba. So she can force a payment, and therefore the chalitza is like a, in front of the bezdin, is like a civil, usual monetary case, which requires three kosher dayanim, judges, and those three judges can't be, none of them can be relatives of the interested parties, nor can they be relatives one to the other, and of course there are other requirements of who can't be a judge. So the question is, do we need those three kosher witnesses? And the halacha is yes, but we'll see it's a machlokas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, chalta bishnaim. If you do a chalitza in front of two, let's say, judges, we'll see that's not sufficient. O bishlosha, or even if you have three judges, but v'nimtza echad mehen karov, or pasul, but it turns out that one of the three is a relative, or is otherwise invalidated, you know, whatever it is, he's a rasha or something, he can't be acted as a dayan. So then chalitzasa psula. So then her chalitza is invalidated. Like we said previously, same conditions apply. She can't do it again through Yibum with him if she changes her mind, and she'll have to do chalitza again with him to be free to marry somebody else. The Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Saner Machshirin. They reject this. They say that Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan, Saner hold that it, at least b'di'evit, after the fact, is acceptable without a bezin of three dayanim. They require two witnesses, and that's just because any matter of, like, marriage matter, like, let's say, a marriage, requires two witnesses. Like, when you give the ring for Kedushin, there has to be two kosher witnesses to confirm that she received the ring, and same with the get, etc. So to hear, with the chalitza, you need to have at least two kosher witnesses, but they reject the notion of it being like a din Torah requiring three. Umasa be'echad, it actually happened with some woman. Shechalatz beino, excuse me, one man actually. Shechalatz beino levena, they did a chalitza between themselves, bebeisa asurim, while they were in prison, and there was no there was no bezdin there convening to serve as a bezdin. So the question was, is this a valid chalitza or not? And there were, however, two kosher witnesses who were also in prison with them, who did witness this. So the question is that going to be sufficient, b'di'evit or not? Uva mas lefnei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was brought the case to him. The hichshir, and he permitted her to marry somebody else, meaning he validated the chalitza, even though there was not a bezem, but just two kosher witnesses. So he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. And there are different versions of exactly the story. Maybe he was present himself, etc. Whatever the case is, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita, like those others, latter shitas. But the halacha is like the Tanakama, that the chalitza does have a status of like a din Torah and requires three, a bezin of three, like any other dine mamonos.